This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right, 2:38 on a Friday. We got some Why Today Doesn't Suck coming up with the hard line. Hopefully you're easing into what's going to be a fun weekend here in early March. Congratulations to Corby Davidson. We got himself a big e-brake win this morning at 7:55, but we got to give you the best of the rest because it was a big week, and who knows, maybe Corby will even pull off a double this week.
Yes, Sean, no Justin today, so I'm going to do some overcussing for you, and the hard line will be well represented in today's NIT break. Okay. We have six nominees. Let's start with that hard line, and I'll leave it up to the panel to decide who this is on. This is either on DJ, the producer, or it could be on the board op. So this is during a live spot during the hard line, and DJ is editing some audio.
And if you're one of those guys that suffers from knee pain or back pain, shoulder pain, elbow pain that's joint related, just imagine a world where you don't have to go under the knife. You do the QC Kinetics way, the all natural way. You're not going to miss any down any work, so no downtime.
All right, we're going to play a little
and you're not going to have surgery, and it's going to be a great procedure. See if you're a candidate.
Just totally shoots the wheels off. And okay, Ham, you are a part of this.
He doesn't work up here, so when he actually has something going out of his computer, it shocks me. And normally if he does work, he'll be like, hey, I'm about to pull some audio. Can you turn me down? It's his fault.
But he was in program one when he shouldn't have been, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was... Let's give it a share. Can we give shared half and half?
No.
We're giving all DJ?
All DJ.
All right, it's DJ. We'll give that one to DJ for editing audio during a live spot.
DJ actually works and then he gets nominated.
He's actually doing something and he still messes it up. All right, candidate number two, sticking with the hard line. This is Corby's first one here. You'll see him a little bit later on. But this was a story about a lady that pass away, and Corby found that to be very funny.
And she is nothing like him. She's vibrant and positive, and she kind of finds his cranky exterior charming and kind of balances it out. And so here they are. This is perfect. You found your soulmate late in life, right?
It'll last forever.
No, she died like 2 months into COVID.
Oh, of COVID?
Honestly, it's one of those. I don't know why you laughed, but
we're all wondering that.
She collapsed while everybody was...
Condolences to the Wilson family.
Yeah. Sheltering in place. She collapsed, and then I believe it was acute myeloid leukemia. To anyone?
Way to go, Corbin.
Not COVID-related.
Hmm. Just tickled funny with, oh, she's dead? Oh, okay. And then...
Well, and I think Ham
so
playing
funny.
The pterodactyl laugh just to add.
Like, oh my gosh, this is hilarious. She is no longer with us. Big week for Corby. He's nominated again. And you remember those commercials with Duncan the Walrus, the goalie?
Oh, yes, yes,
big
yes,
old,
yes.
Big old
yes.
Walrus. Mm-hmm. So... This is a Words with Corby here, as he cannot remember what type of animal that is.
But they're also in on Max Crosby. That's another place that has been listed as a likely landing spot.
You better
spot.
Focus on the O-line first.
What? I think so.
What? Focus.
I thought you said it the Pudge way.
Well, he may have said a word that had a U in it that conflicted things.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
Everybody,
you can't get anything past the guy. Like he's
Pudge or Dave.
Dave,
yeah.
Anything to do with that world?
I am a backstop like Pudge.
He's like the whale or the giant thing in goal that
hot dog
in the hockey goal
the walrus.
I forgot the name of the animal. What a Dan moment that was. The thing with the fish and the helmet.
The whiskers and the tusks.
And finally, Armin.
Stab Center.
Oh, man.
Bob's just plowing ahead.
Forgetting walrus. Like, we all have brain farts on the radio, I understand, but forgetting the animal a walrus is pretty funny.
He's like the whale, or the giant thing in gold. That,
hot dog?
Hot dog?
In the hockey gold.
The walrus.
Walrus. I forgot the name of the animal.
It's like kind of like a seal, but it's got the big tusks, and it's in the gold.
Very good, Corby. Very
Duncan, good. And he couldn't have any sleepies. So yes, that's Corby once again from the exact same segment, the same day on Sturm Center. Bring you Dave, and they were talking about the linebacker from Texas Tech, Jacob Rodriguez. Mm. Has a really cool mustache.
Yes, and married to the helicopter pilot.
That's right. That will be brought up here. And if you think Dave can hear mustache and keep his mind out of the gutter, you are absolutely wrong.
What an elite mustache. What do we got to do to get Jacob Rodriguez on the show here before the draft? Huh?
Is that a rhetorical question, or are you asking DJ?
Well, DJ, freaking Corby's his friend.
Yeah. Effort mostly is what's stopping it.
Well, let's step it up a little bit.
Let me text him.
Let's get Jacob Rodriguez on the show. What are we doing here?
Like, we just...
Or at least book his mustache.
We're watching the Burt Reynolds Smokey and the Bandit movie, and Burt's mustache is elite. This is, like, next level.
Yeah, it's beyond Burt Reynolds.
It's almost like he uses fertilizer to make it grow in more
lush.
Will
he go bald, too?
I wonder if his helicopter pilot wife ever takes rides.
All right.
In the helicopter with Jacob for fun.
Not going to get Jacob Rodriguez on our show.
It's definitely not.
Hey! Idiot. Anyway, go on. What's Coop
doing? We have enough trouble rounding up Jacob Rodriguez, and you're actually making it more difficult.
Right. No, I was asking if she ever takes him up in the helicopter for a ride.
Are those the mustache ride guys? I don't want to go on with them.
Anyway,
how's Coop doing? Is he winning?
1-6.
Like, I love the hardline offense. It can be predictable, but even when Dave is, you know, calling out the play before it happens, still great.
Oh yeah, and you could tell he's being quiet up until that point. He's like, all right, I know his wife is a pilot. He's got a mustache. Let's make this work somehow.
And also, just to pull
just
the curtain
for
back,
his time.
Whenever Dave's got a line, he does like this sit up and like kind of a shoulder shimmy, like he's just settling in, waiting to just pounce. It's so funny.
It's like Juan Soto doing his back and forth thing in the batter's box.
He pulls up the sleeve like Ichiro.
Yeah, he's like, all right, got this. And then bat flip. Just looks around for support. There he is. That is Dave. Candidate number 5 in the NIT break. It's mandatory that we have to have work in progress as part of this every single week. And
it's America's favorite weekend show.
Not a lot of Justin, not a lot of DJ, but we always have to have some ham on the NIT break. And Ham reads the 40-liners because he's technically the producer of the show, if you want to call him that. I like to say he's more than a producer. He had trouble with a word, if that's surprising to you.
Join Matty Beers next Saturday at Tex Fest in downtown Carrollton, 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. Enjoy the pours from 16 North Texas OG breweries, live music, and awesome eats that to get live from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. from the Three Nations Tap Room. Get there early for Matt's first toast at 3 p.m. Details at cityofcarrollton.com/TexFest. Tex Fest, not flesh.
Tex Flesh is a completely different thing.
Thank you, Ham. It's 9:37.
Fest. Tex Fest.
Maybe Eclipse. We start Tex Flesh.
Probably won't do very well. 9:37 here on the ticket. We are work in progress. Monty, DJ, Ham with you here on a Sunday morning.
As you. Didn't the Texas legislature block Text Flesh? You can't get
I think
to that.
Yeah, that domain does no longer. You can look at it.
Also, you wobbled on pores pretty early in that read.
Yeah, if I wobble, it's guaranteed I'm going to just fly off the track at some point.
You do your best to get back on. It's like, man, it's a little wobbly.
You almost landed the plane.
He never went fully off the rails, though. It was just one word.
Forward slash Text Flesh.
He told me right that he wobbled on the same read I just did, so I thought that with Slash and then Tex, that was coming, but it kind of was in a different way.
Yeah, it was.
You got through it, and we got Tex Flesh, who is definitely an adult film star out there.
Tex Flesh.
Some dude named Tex Flesh.
Yeah, like a Western porn actor.
Right.
Tex Fest.
It's not taken. I'm getting on that one. All right, and finally, candidate number six. This happened during the Sweet Spot, which you can hear right here on the Ticket 1-3.
Never heard of it.
Every day, it is us, Sean Bass, David Mino. It's not on any of Sweet Spot proper. Mm. This is on Engineer Dwayne, who a couple days ago was in the control room all day doing something, messing around, and our OpEx is touchscreen. Yeah. And if you get too close, drop can fire off. We're just being bros talking about baseball, talking about Tarek Skubal.
Well, yeah.
And we hear something fire off.
Are we allowed to call bad bit on Skubal?
What's this?
The one start?
Yes.
The WBC.
He's only going to throw like 50 pitches.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad he's, you know, trying to represent his country.
Kind of.
He's also going to make like $300 million or something this next offseason. So, I mean.
So then just don't go.
Wrap him in bubble wrap.
Doing one pool play game, I don't know, it just seemed weak.
Yeah.
Because when I saw Skubal Skeens, I was like, all right, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But then, no, I'm not really going to pitch, ever.
Yeah. Half an inning.
Well, but it can't have nice things.
We have Gordon to talk about Skubal.
Yeah,
I'm like okay, if we got it.
Some hot Skubal takes.
All right, I'm excited for this.
Okay.
Now I'm a little let down,
to
be honest
with
you.
You want to talk about Dusty Baker managing Nicaragua.
Man, that was I was fired up for a second.
Also, real quick before we get to ABS.
Yeah.
Also,
we got a good drop at the end of that.
Just so you know. Hate you guys.
My head perked up when I heard the theme song. I was like, oh, okay, are we getting baseball talk with some Diamond Talk and Gordon?
That's a dream.
Some HSOs. We got to make that happen at some point. Yes, there are your six candidates. Is it DJ actually trying to work? Is it Corby laughing at a dead lady? Is it Words with Corby? Is it Mustache Ride Dave? Is it 40-liner Ham? Or is it Dwayne Plan Drops? Let's, I like starting the voting with Lando, the real hockey guy.
I'll take the thing with the fish and the helmet and the goal.
Okay. Corby.
Yes.
Corby vote. Corby Walrus. Michael Dixon, you're up.
I'll go Corby, but laughing at the dead lady.
Okay. Two votes for Corby, separate NITs.
Affluent, tennis, high-pitched laugh.
Yeah.
Which
I think I know who you're talking
okay.
about.
So the laughing
he's like
one?
The whale or the...
Okay.
The
Sean?
Cuckoo-ca-choo, Corby's the walrus.
And my vote doesn't count. I was going to vote for it anyway. There's your winner.
Double!
Corby with the sweep today.
Woo! Wow.
Let's hear Corby's e-break again since he's here with us.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
Everybody.
You can't get anything past the guy. Like he's...
Pudge or Dave?
Dave.
Yeah.
Anything to do with that world.
I am a backstop like Pudge.
He's like the whale or the giant thing in goal that...
Hot dog?
Hot dog?
In the hockey goal.
The walrus.
I forgot the name. Yeah.
Has anybody described a walrus? It's like a whale. but not a whale. It's like Free Willy,
oh
kind of
aquatic
with tusks. It's in the water,
in the ocean.
Oh man, that's better than my bubble voice this morning.
Congratulations!
What a week!
How many times has this happened? The double,
the clean sweep.
We've had a few.
This is like the
Not
fourth
many.
Time, I think.
Yeah,
yeah, and I don't know if we have the actual standings, but you're.
I think
you
might have
list.
Done it before, honestly.
Really. God, I'm good.
We'll have to do some research, but there you
just
go.
Just that good.
Congratulations,
Thank
Corby.
You.